Dominic time on Bob FM. Just made a major appliance purchase.
Oh, yeah?
Yesterday. So this is the sound of my bank account.
There's a dishwasher, right?
You bet. I'm excited. I can't wait for it. We take delivery of that said dishwasher next week. Stainless steel tub, Brittany. Stainless steel.
Wow, you spared no expense.
Spared no expense. Just like Jurassic Park and the old guy. 8:33, it is the Almanac. No Neil today. You know what Neil's actually doing today? Because he has that big Metro RV Dealers Association, MRVDA, Spring RV Show live broadcast.
What's he up to?
This Saturday. So today, because that's such a grueling event, he actually had to go through a physical.
Oh, really?
Yes, they had to put him through a physical. He's going through a physical to make sure that he is physically fit in order to broadcast live from U.S. Bank Stadium.
He does have to walk all the way across U.S. Bank Stadium for that
one. It's a long
one.
Ways. It you is. Know, it's you could fit the whole Metrodome in there. Have you heard that?
Yeah, a couple times.
So that's coming up on Saturday, by the way. He's broadcasting live 10 to noon right here on Bob FM. What a great way to get a plug-in for Neil's live broadcast, huh?
I see what you did.
Let's move on to this date in history. Thursday, March 30th, 89th day of the year, 276 left to go. Mentioned it was National Doctor Day today, 1842. This is why. Dr. Crawford W. Long performed the first ever operation while the patient was anesthetized by ether. Anesthetized. Whoa. I mispronounced that. You have to practice.
Was it a very necessary procedure?
Because I don't know
if I'd want to volunteer to do that unless it was like life or death kind of a situation.
He had a toe removed.
Oh.
So the patient was anesthetized by ether. Before that, they just brought a horse in and they kicked him in the head. Horse would come in. That's why the horses were always right there at the doctor's office or at the hospital. Doctor, we go, okay, here's the horse.
All right, bend over,
out.
Here go.
You're out. 1842. 1858, the pencil was patented by Hyman Lippmann. This is why it's National Pencil Day today as well, because a guy by the name of Hyman, again, a crisp $5 bill for anybody in Bob Country who is willing to name a baby born in the 2017 calendar year Hyman.
That's an unfortunate name.
Hyman.
Yeah.
I would go with Hiram. Hiram is good. That was the first name of Doc Baker on Little House on the Prairie. He was Hiram.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Hyman. Hyman Lippmann. From Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, he patented the pencil, piece of lead with wood around it. We don't know yet whether they had adhered the eraser to the other end yet.
I would guess probably not.
No, what came first, the pencil or the eraser?
Probably the pencil.
1867, this was a big day today. People called it Seward's Folly. Seward's Folly, and it wasn't a comedy show. It was a little something called the Purchase of Alaska.
It's a smart buy.
It was a big land grab is what it was. Mm-hmm. 2 cents an acre. They spent 2 cents an acre on the Purchase of Alaska from Russia. Just think if that wouldn't have happened, then Sarah Palin would actually be able to see Russia from her front porch if they hadn't. $7.2 million, 1867 on this date. The game show Jeopardy, have you heard of it?
I have.
Have you watched it?
I have. My grandma used to watch that religiously every day, so I'm familiar.
Art Fleming was the first host. He was even before Alex Trebek, although Alex Trebek would probably tell you that he was the one and only host ever of Jeopardy that ever mattered. Art Fleming hosted Jeopardy, and it aired on NBC TV for the first time. And the opening theme was different, but I think they still used the same similar think music. The na-na-na-na, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That was 1964. 1981, I remember where I was when I heard that this happened.
And shots were fired, apparently at President Reagan, as he was coming out of the Washington Hilton Hotel this afternoon. The president was not hit. He was pushed into his limousine and immediately taken away to safety. However, three persons were hit. We believe they are two Secret Service agents and the president's press secretary, James Brady. And
the Ronald Reagan assassination attempt happened on this date, 1981. It was Rawhide Down. That's the CIA code word for President Ronald Reagan. It was Rawhide because of all the Western movies he was in. So they called him Rawhide. Rawhide Down. President Reagan shot by a would-be assassin. Now, of course, that initial report said that he wasn't shot.
Hurt,
and you couldn't tell because there was no blood until they took his jacket off and looked under his arm. He had been shot in the side, and was wounded. Spent 2 weeks in the hospital recovering from his wounds. John Hinckley Jr. was the attempted assassin. Now, remember his motivation. He was trying to impress actress Jodie Foster. He wanted to impress Jodie Foster, so he was going to go out and shoot the president. Obviously, a mental defectant and has tried to get out on parole. John Hinckley Jr. Was the man who pulled the trigger. President Ronald Reagan survived on this day in 1981. And we also mentioned that it was National I'm in Control Here Day. Mm-hmm. I'm in Control Day. Now, the reason for that is because when all this chaotic stuff was going on at the White House, Alexander Haig, the Secretary of State, not aware of the succession to the president when things like this happen, said that he was in control. I'm in charge here.
Well,
what he said
during
the briefing.
Vice president, though?
Yeah, but he wasn't there. I mean, there was some gray areas there because the president, they never did hand over power at any point in time. It never was handed over to President, Vice President George Bush. It was a little chaotic, but Alexander Haig went on a bit of a power trip. We'd call that a power trip these days.
Yeah, I'd say.
1981. 1993 in the Phoenix comic strip, Charlie Brown, for the first time, it took him years, took him decades.
Did he kick the football finally?
No, he hit his first home run.
Oh, dang.
You know, he's more known as a pitcher. One of the great pitchers in the history of comic strips. Charlie Brown hit his first home run.
Very nice.
Not a good hitter. I think he hit maybe a buck 10 in his career. He made Al Newman look like George Foster. Charlie Brown, 1993. I don't think he ever did kick the football. Did he ever kick the football?
I don't know. I can fact check that, but
Lucy was not a great holder. I bet you sometime before Charles Schulz, before he wrapped it up and before he died, they had Charlie Brown actually kick the football. 1998, German automaker BMW purchased Rolls-Royce in a deal worth $570 million. $570 million, that'd buy you, what, maybe three or four Rolls-Royces?
Yeah. What was it, $600,000 you said the other day for a brand new 2017?
2001, Leanne Rimes reached an out-of-court settlement. This is country singer Leanne Rimes, her father and her former manager stealing from her.
Yep.
The suit claimed that the two had stolen $12 million, taking advantage of the young Leanne Rimes. Just barely, I think at that point, I don't even know, by 2001, she was like 13 and 93, 94, so
she was doing like Coyote Ugly around that time.
Yeah, she was barely in her 20s.
Yeah, she was young.
Yeah, that was 2001.
Early adulthood.
And the Queen Mum, the mother of Britain's Queen Elizabeth II, England's Queen Mother, died at the age of 101. That was on this day, 2002. Those monarchs lived to be a good long, especially the one on the lady side. They lived to be a good long age, good old age, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good long life, because Queen E2, QE2 right now. What? How old is she? You can do some fact checking on that. She's into her 80s, isn't she?
I thought she was in her early 90s.
She was sick recently, and that was a big issue recently. Let's go to birthdays now today. Peter Marshall is 91, hosted the Hollywood Squares.
Rosemary! Vincent Price!
Wow.
Tom DeLuise!
Yes.
Or Paul Lynn! All in the Hollywood Squares. And here is a master of the Hollywood Square, Peter Marshall.
Thank you, Ken, and a very good evening, and welcome to the Hollywood Squares. Hello, stars.
There he is, Peter Marshall, 91, wearing a tux for some reason on that episode. 91 today for Peter Marshall. John Astin, Gomez Adams, happy birthday.
They're going to crash.
You think so, huh? Beautiful.
You meant to blow them up?
Of course. Why else would a grown man play with trains? Want to blow the other bridge?
Oh, some other time.
Gomez Adams from the Adams family. John Astin, still going strong. He is 87. He was married to Patty Duke, who I think passed away on this date or yesterday. On that date, yesterday, she had passed away. John Astin is 87 today. Warren Beatty, he's been in a lot of movies. He was Dick Tracy. He won a Best Director Oscar for the movie Reds. And others, Warren Beatty, 80 today. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Eric Clapton.
I can't stand it. Fooling around, I won't stand it.
Rock with a blues tinge.
Can't stand it.
Blues power. He was in a lot of super bands, super groups, Yardbirds, Cream, Derek and the Dominoes. Good old Slow Hand, one of the greatest. He's a guitar god. Eric Clapton, 72 today. Robbie Coltrane from one of your favorite movies, The Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Ah, yes.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
A wizard. And a thumping gooden, I'd wager, once you trade up a little.
He's a thumping gooden when it comes to wizards. Was he a thumping gooden wizard?
He was a thumping gooden wizard. And that movie is so fun because Daniel Radcliffe is so little. And that was in the first one.
With those round glasses?
Yeah, he's teeny.
Bet you think he's just adorable.
He is adorable.
Robbie Coltrane, 67. He was Rubeus Hagrid. You heard him right there in the Harry Potter movies. He was in a couple of James Bond movies, too. Valentin Zukovsky in GoldenEye and The World Is Not Enough. Happy birthday to him. He is 67. Paul Reiser, was there ever a better relationship, man-woman sitcom than Mad About You?
It was a brush with death. I saw my life flash before my eyes.
What was I wearing?
I'm sorry?
What was I wearing?
You weren't there.
What do you mean I wasn't there?
Well, it happens very fast, you know, and then, truthfully, I only got as far as high school.
Paul Reiser for Mad About You, along with Helen Hunt, they made a great pair. He was also on My Two Dads. I think that was his first sitcom. He is 60 today. Hammer, don't hurt him. How's the bass on your end there, Brittany?
It's thumping.
You're thumping the bass with the one and only MC Hammer. I never did own a pair of the pants. Were they parachute pants? Whatever they called those things that he wore.
Genie pants.
That's it. He looked like a genie. And, you know, funny, he made all his money disappear. He was dressed like a genie. He made all his money disappear. MC Hammer, 55 today.
Give me one reason to stay here. And I'll turn right back around.
Very unique sound. Tracy Chapman, the singer, is 53. Happy birthday to you. Beverly Hills 90210. Is that too old for you, or did you get into that at all?
That was a little before my time.
Slightly.
It was syndicated when I was paying attention to that.
Ian, don't call me Ian Ziering. Ian Ziering. Now, the reason I know that is because he's a total tool. And he was on Celebrity Apprentice, and he got mad at, I don't know, Dee Snider or Meatloaf or somebody called him Ian instead of Ian, and he got all bent out of shape. He's a good actor, and you know that because he's in the Sharknado movies.
Right, with Tara Reid.
Only the good actors
the best.
Get that call. Ian Ziering is 53. Happy birthday to him today. British journalist and TV personality Piers Morgan, he took over from Larry King. When Larry King stepped down, CNN hired him to take Larry King's spot. Piers Morgan Live is the name of the show he was on. Of course, he was also the Tell It Like It Is judge in America's Got Talent. You gotta love those kind of judges.
Breeze, here's my problem, right? I see lots of kids come on this stage for this competition. Sometimes I feel quite uncomfortable because I feel your mum wants. And that she's pushed you onto doing this. And that what your mum really wants is $1 million and a new car.
Piers Morgan, get her! Oh, too
channeling
bad he was talking.
His inner Simon.
Yeah, he was talking to like a 9-year-old, but he was actually talking to her mother, obviously. And there are people in the crowd that actually clapped in that big crowd. Probably Radio City Music Hall, I'm assuming. Piers Morgan, happy birthday, 52 today. One of the greatest singers in the world. Celine Dion, happy birthday, French-Canadian. Only learned to speak English like a year or two before she released this song. This was early 90s. Where does my heart beat now? She did that Titanic song. Of course, that was a bigger hit than even the Titanic was.
Yeah, now she's a Vegas queen. She's had a residency there for a while now.
And that's what you do when you get older.
Mm-hmm.
You just sit in one place and then you count the cash. Celine Dion, 49 today. Actress and model Donna D'Arco. She was one of the bouncing Baywatch babes. She was on Baywatch. Happy birthday to her. She's 49 today. Singer Norah Jones, 38. Katie Mixon is 36. plays the funny sister, Victoria, on Mike and Molly.
Morning, Victoria. You just getting home?
Yeah, I had a little car trouble.
Maybe I can help. I'm not a mechanic, but I know what's what under the hood.
This is actually more of a tombstone to remember where I parked.
Oh, Katie Mixon. She's 36 there along with Billy Gardell. She's got her own show now. I don't know if it's been canceled yet. American Housewife. She's 36 today. Country singer. You hear him on Bob. Brittany, your thoughts on Justin Moore?
I like Justin Moore, and actually he's coming to the Verizon Wireless Center in Mankato on April 15th if you want to get some tickets.
We don't allow concert news during the Almanac. Please.
Sorry.
Justin Moore is 33 today. Richard Sherman, he's a defensive back, cornerback for the Seattle Seahawks, and he thinks pretty highly of himself.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Oh, boy, yeah, he liked to talk trash, and his game has gone south. In fact, it's all over ESPN this morning. I'm watching it. They're talking about the teams wanting to trade for Richard Sherman with the Seattle Seahawks. Richard Sherman is 29, and another country singer, the son of Rhett Akins, Thomas Rhett Akins. He goes by the performance name Thomas Rhett, country singer Thomas Rhett. 27 today. All right, Brittany, I know you were nervous, but here you go. Gone but not forgotten.
All right, we'll see how this goes. Gone but not forgotten, so we're going to start it out with artist Vincent van Gogh. Of course, you'll recognize that name. Born on this day, 1853. One of his best pieces known is Starry Night. And otherwise,
Starry Night.
I did see a fun fact that on this day in, I think, 87, his Sunflowers original sold for like $80 or $40 million,
yep, that
or something
like
that.
That didn't make the cut. That didn't make the almanac cut. This Day in History cut that was on the cutting room floor.
And he actually had a lot of problems with mental illness. On December 23rd, 1888, he chopped off part of his left ear with a razor during a fit of rage.
And from what I hear, it wasn't a fit of rage or is because he was having trouble mentally. It's because, what day was it? It was December.
December 23rd.
Yeah, he needed a Christmas gift.
And his friend
was having trouble hearing, so he thought he would cut his ear off and then give it to his friend. But then it ended up being a gift of the Magi type thing because then that friend gave him earmuffs.
Oh, wow.
So it was a gift of the Magi right there.
Never heard that story before.
You know,
Vincent
van Gogh, I think if he was around today, the best he'd be able to do. I don't even think he'd be good enough to be a courtroom sketch artist.
Yeah,
he had
a style. It was a unique one for sure. And he died pretty young. I don't know if it's super young for 1853, but he committed suicide at age 37.
That is sad.
Very sad.
All jokes aside, that's sad.
Also born on this day in 1913, singer Frankie Lane.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star.
Ha!
His job to offer battle to bad men.
When they needed a theme for Blazing Saddles, who do you call on? Well, you call on the guy that sang Rawhide. Moonlight Gambler by Frankie Lane is another one of my favorites. And he was born when?
On this day in 1913.
Sweet.
Yeah, and he would never classify himself as a country and western singer, but he sang not only the Blazing Saddles theme, but OK Corral, or Gunfight at the OK Corral, and 310 to Yuma as well. And he had a 75-year-long career. That is quite a good run.
Way to go, Frankie Lane.
I know. Also born on this day in 1955, singer-songwriter Randy Van Warmer.
Yeah, Randy Van Warmer, I've got a little poetry for you.
Sure.
You packed in the morning eye, stared out the window and I struggled for something to say. You left in the rain without closing the door. I didn't stand in your way.
No. I miss you more than I missed you before, and now where I'll find comfort, God knows, 'cause you
big soft rock hit from 1979. That song, Just When I Needed You Most, Randy Van Warmer, would be in my top 10 of soft rock 70s hits.
Nice.
Just above Sometimes When We Touch, Dan Hill, and just below Climax with Precious and Few.
And I know you enjoy your soft rock.
Yeah, I like my rock just like I like my beer.
Yeah.
Light. Now, this year, now he did go to Nashville after his pop rock, and he wrote I'm in a Hurry, and I Guess It Never Hurts to Hurt Sometimes, both number ones.
Yep, he wrote several songs, actually, for the Oak Ridge Boys, too. I Guess It Never Hurts to Hurt Sometimes was his biggest hit with them. But yeah, he crossed all genres.
Way to go.
And this is kind of fun because we got to talk about Manowar yesterday. Today, though, legendary racehorse Secretariat was born on this day in 1970. He's an American thoroughbred racehorse who, in 1973, so he was only 3 years old, he became the first Triple Crown winner in 25 years.
Some consider him the best.
Some do, except for not the list of the top 100 U.S. racehorses of the 20th century. They say he is right behind Manowar, actually.
Manowar may have won more races, but Manowar never won the Triple Crown.
That's very true.
And not the greatest racehorse I ever saw. The greatest racehorse I ever saw was a young colt that used to run out of Canterbury called Early Tea Time.
Yeah.
That was the greatest horse that I ever saw race. And I've only been to like three races
well,
in my life.
That counts for a lot.
That's it, Brittany. Do you have any other facts or anything?
I do. So Charlie Brown has only kicked the football one time successfully.
So he's hit one home run and he's kicked the... Can the Twins still sign him?
Probably. Yeah, probably. He qualifies, I'd say. One home run. That's pretty good. He's only able to kick the football once, and it's during the special It's Magic, Charlie Brown. And it's because he's invisible because Snoopy played the Great Houdini in that one. So Lucy wasn't able to see him, so she couldn't pull the football away in time.
Makes total sense.
Right. And also, Queen Elizabeth II turns 91 on April 21st.
She is. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Better get my card now for her. And it's going to be one of those cards that play music. You open it up and it plays a song.
Good. Only the best for the Queen.
Yeah. Probably be, I don't know what it's going to be. Maybe it'll be Randy Van Warmer. Phil Vassar, now that's today's Almanac. We'll get you the sponsor when we come back on Bob.